Bucky Effing Dent by David Duchovny. The honey of heaven may or may not come, but that of earth both comes and goes at once. Wallace Stevens, Le Monocle de Mon Oncle. Hate, love, those are names, Rudy. Soon I am old. James Joyce, Ulysses. Life a funny thing, Sonny Liston. I tell you, did you take notice of the flag? I couldn't believe it. Just as Jim Rice came to the plate, the wind started blowing a left field. It not only helped Yastrzemski's homer, but it hurt Jackson's. The wind was blowing a right field when Jackson hit the fly ball. When Yaz hit the homer, the wind was blowing a left field. Kept it from going foul. Strike one to Pinella. Somebody told me the Red Sox control the elements up here. I didn't believe them until today. Phil Rizzuto, They Own the Wind. From Oh Holy Cow, the selected verse of Phil Rizzuto. Chapter 1. Jose, can you see? That's what they called him at work. Like he was half Latin and half Italian. Apparently Italian on his father's side. What part of the boot might the Can You See's hail from? No idea. Maybe his mother was a beautiful Puerto Rican woman from Spanish Harlem. Fuck, that would be funny. His father would have loved that. But was Can You See actually a real name? He didn't know. They didn't even pronounce it properly. The fans didn't say it right up here. They said Can You See. The double C pronounced as S. It wasn't his name anyway. His name was Ted Fullalove. Theodore Lord Fenway Fullalove. Talk about a fucked-up handle. Some frustrated poet at Ellis Island must have jotted down his Russian forebears Filinkov or Filipov or Filitov as Fullalove. He went by Ted, except at work. At work he was Jose, or Mr. Peanut. Maybe he should get a monocle, like Mr. Peanut, the cartoon advertising mascot of the Planters Peanut Company. Ted's dad had been an advertising man, and he wondered if his father had fathered Mr. Peanut as well. Maybe he and Mr. Peanut were half-brothers. Mr. Peanut was a friendly stiff in a top hat, a hybrid with the body of a peanut, a walking stick, and a monocle. A sentient nut. Mr. Peanut looked like a science experiment gone wrong from one of those cheap B-movies that played during Rain Out Chiller Theater on WPIX Channel 11. You know, like The Fly. Help me, help me. That was the big line from The Fly. Vincent Price with the body of a fly and the head of a Vincent Price. Was it Vincent Price's head? He thought maybe not. Doesn't really matter. Okay, probably matters to Vincent Price, but not to Ted. Something about help me, moved Ted, though. The sheer naked need. The first thing a child learns to say, maybe. After mommy and daddy and more. Help me. Help me. Please, somebody help me. Mr. Peanut needed help. He had the dimpled gray-beige peanut torso, insect stick legs, and bad eyesight. In one eye, at least. No balls to speak of, sexless, a eunuch, and he couldn't see or walk without the use of a cane. Help that dude. And why the top hat? He's asking for it. Refile all these thoughts in another sleeve of index cards, inside joke filed under H for help me. That could work. But it was already getting cross-referenced, cross-filed, and confusing. He wished he had a girlfriend. He did not have the body of a peanut, and did have balls and needs, emotional, physical, whatever. All sorts of crazy, conflicting needs sparking off in all directions, like when a tailpipe drops onto the road and makes fireworks and that bad sound. Girlfriend slash tailpipe. I should really have a pen with me at all times, he thought, angry with himself because these things, these thoughts, do get lost. His mother always told him that if it was important, he would remember it. But that's not true. In fact, maybe the opposite is true. Maybe the most important things we forget, or at least try to forget. What did Nietzsche say? We remember only that which gives us pain? That's not quite the same thought, but same ballpark. Through the perilous fight. A ballpark of thoughts. Yankee Stadium with a bunch of thinking on the field. And in the seats. Ted's mind was a full stadium of half-baked notions during the seventh inning stretch.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?